Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on, and if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
Hi everyone, I'm Jen.
Jen, you are backlit. I am seeing some folding chairs. I see an ironing board. I spy...
That's not an ironing board. That's a towel draped over... Oh no, that is an ironing board over there.
Yes, no,
that's
I know
a towel draped over some
it.
Old furniture. Jess,
chic.
I'm in a closet. I'm in a closet. At my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house in Merida, Mexico, with two children and a large dog running around outside, and it is 110 degrees in this closet. It's amazing.
Does it smell like sneakers, or is it okay?
I'm getting notes
of... I feel like closets smell like sneakers.
It's dry notes, dry wood. A little sneaker. A little sneaker.
A Palo Santo? A Palo Santo?
I mean, Yucatan Peninsula is known for that scent. Telling you right now, it's not what I'm getting in their closet on the second floor of their house in Merida, Mexico. But I'm glad that we can do this virtually so I'm allowed to go visit family and still do our podcast.
Thank God. Thank God. And I just want to say I am using a little bit more of this like NPR voice because...
I was going to say it's like library voice, Jess.
Yes. And I'm not trying to sound affected. I am talking like this because... We're recording at night for a bunch of different reasons and some scheduling reasons. And my daughter has just fallen asleep. So
she is asleep now. That's great. She was still babbling when we first started.
She was babbling and singing Old MacDonald by herself in her crib. So
Mascara, no keeping it real.
Exactly. So anyway, that is why I'm using this breathy voice.
It's also glamorous. I don't know. New York Fashion Week just wrapped. We like to keep it
sexy
and glamorous.
Wrap. it did just wrap. And I have to say, I felt really bad that I couldn't really be, because I've been home with her all week. I couldn't really be a part of the festivities in the way that I wanted to be. And I really felt like I had major FOMO. I had major FOMO. Oh. I did.
Don't have FOMO. Really. Listeners, don't have FOMO either, because I'm bringing a little bit of a recap for you in the news section today. So we'll have
Thank
that
God.
At least.
Thank God.
Yeah, all we'll right. raise we'll, a wand. We'll hope
oh my God,
that all the children such... all around us don't wake up.
Yeah, I mean, times have definitely changed since when we started this. But I got to tell you, I have a raise a wand that I'm so excited about. It is, I'm not going to spoil it, but it is not a new product, but it is like a rediscovery product.
Ooh.
It is a rediscovery product. So I'm really pumped about this one. But anyway.
Stay with us.
Stay with us. I'm very excited about the news. I'm very looking forward to talking to you all day. Okay, Jen.
Hey, okay, you ready for the news?
I'm like buckling up.
Oh, you should be.
I have no idea what you're going to hit me with.
I'm hitting you with a lot, guys. First of all, The Ordinary has launched hair care, and I am fascinated by this launch because they are highlighting the fact that their shampoo, or I should call it a body and hair cleanser, has sulfates. So this could be considered risky in the current state of things. But I applaud the fact that they're pointing out that their product has sulfates, because this is something we talk about a lot on the podcast. Often brands change their formulas or remove ingredients because they think that's what consumers want. Or some rumor started somewhere and people said they didn't want this ingredient, so they take it out. Or Ulta or Credo or Sephora or some retailer has a particular ingredient on their no-no list of their clean labeling system. So then all the brands that are, you know, sold there are like, well, we better take it out. But nobody ever gets around to telling you whether it's actually dangerous or not. So The Ordinary is going in hard and being like, this needs to stop in relationship with sulfates. They don't think they're bad when using the correct doses. And that's The Ordinary's whole thing, right? You know that about their skincare. They put the percentage of the ingredient right there on the front
for you. Correct doses. Repeat, correct doses.
Exactly. So this product that I just was mentioning that I think is a little bit risky, it has sulfates at 4%. It's their hair and body cleanser, and it costs $8. So I was reading up on the percentage of sulfates. This is the thing, though. I like that they do that, but most brands don't. So there's no way to know the percentage. This is, by the way, an ingredient that does not have a carcinogenic effect, doesn't have health concerns associated with. The usual complaint that started this whole rumor mill was that it dries out hair. And so The people over at The Ordinary are saying that's because it's usually used at too high of levels. I saw a piece in Business of Fashion where a cosmetic chemist was talking about how it's used sometimes up to 20%. Sulfates in a shampoo. So this is only at a 4% level. And I just want to give you guys this quote from the CEO of Deciem. This was in the Business of Fashion article. I thought it was great. She said, ultimately, sulfates are the best way to clean hair. What's been wrong is the levels they have been used at. Everyone is trying to avoid things rather than just looking at how can we actually use this ingredient? What are the benefits? What is safe? And then let's educate the customers. And that's what you need to do, right? Like, be transparent. And then this freaking rumor mill stops happening. What do you think of this product launch? Risky? What?
It's so cool that they're sticking their neck out and saying, you know, we want to do something different and we are going to be likely, I think, leaders in the trend of, and I don't think it's a trend, but nuance and being innovators in, I would say innovators in formulation. I think a lot of brands were probably using sulfates at that level, at a reasonable level before. And now they are going to have to retell their story and be like, oh, but we too use sulfates.
We're at 4%.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know if those brands I can imagine are going to be annoyed by this, because it's like, wait, but we've been doing this our whole careers, you know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this since our brand's inception, but The Ordinary is telling the story. It's almost like I think of brands that are coming out with like a mission statement about what they do that is really innovative, you know? But a lot of brands just weren't beating the drum. And I'm sure we can all think of different examples of this. And then the brands have to tell their story in that creative way. It's like, if you don't say what you do, people don't know it. You have to like storytell. So I think the Ordinary is really brave in doing this because it is definitely kind of a taboo.
It's a little risky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a taboo now. I'm in meetings all the time about clean and natural and all that stuff. And to say like that maybe you don't buy into it hook, line, and sinker is definitely like not a cool thing. But for them to stick their neck out is really interesting. But I think a lot of brands have either, to your point, reformulated or they're kind of just hiding right now and just not saying anything. But now these Ordinary is saying, look, no, we do this in a safe way. These brands, the other ones who are not like,
they're saying,
who haven't
come
done
at
me. Selfie.
Come yeah. at me, other brands. Come yeah, at me, now, consumers.
Exactly. Now the brands that have the sulfates have got to say, oh, yeah, 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 us too. Reformulate safe sulfates.
They all move in packs, though. Marketers just like, nobody wants to be the first to make a move in a certain direction. Then one brand does, and everybody's like, they're pioneers. The pioneers of sulfates. Sulfates have been around forever, you know? So I do have to point out also, a lot of brands won't be able to give you the kind of percentages that are super transparent the way the Ordinary does, because these percentages change as a product sits on a shelf, change when used with other ingredients, change in different formulas. It's very difficult to pinpoint these accurately, and a lot of brands know that. So I'm not saying that you're going to see this everywhere, but I like that they're at least willing to say, guys, why are you asking for no sulfates? Sulfates are bad. And I think that's an important message. So
The other thing, and then I know we'll move on to the next item because you know you've got a lot of great news items for us today, but the expectation of the consumer to know about percentages is so hilarious to me because I think most people, like we're in deep beauty. I know.
I want 100%. Don't I want 100%? 100 is good.
Right? Like, yeah, like every, if you're listening to this show, you are like, you know, 400, 500 level beauty, you know, beauty fan.
Yeah. You're like vitamin C, 40% will kill my skin. I'm not doing that. These, yeah, our listeners are pretty educated. Yeah.
But if you are even just like the most basic, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but if you're the most like just run of the mill, like, oh yeah, I want something great for my hair. Like, I don't think you're, I'm not even going to say I know everything about, like, I don't know everything about percentages. Like I get confused. So yeah. It's a lot to put on the consumer to start asking things about percentages.
Yeah. And they could have even said that it's a low level of sulfate, so it's safe. And then I could see the marketing meeting where they're like, if we just say low and don't tell them the number, then people have questions. So they're just putting it all out there. And I think it's something we're going to see more and more from other brands,
like,
as well.
97% naturally derived. Like that, you know, like it's like those kind of
yes, because it's 97% water and we got our water from a spring.
Right. Yeah, it's just
I'm sorry,
these things.
The whole other
they just, you know, it's that's a non-apples to apples thing, but just like all of these percentages are very confusing to the consumer. So, yeah. But that's an awesome, that was an awesome news item. I feel like you could just close out. That was so interesting.
I'm done. Bye. I can get out of this closet. It's really hot. No. More numbers, but we'll try and keep it simple. The American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, every year they do this like member survey, which I think is really telling because all of the doctors say what patients are coming in asking for, what patient procedures are popular. And there were a couple trends that came out that I thought were interesting. 79% of the surgeons identified patients were seeking procedures for an improved appearance on video conferencing. Will this trend not die? But that was compared to only 16% the previous year. So 16% of patients came in talking about video conferencing and that in 2020. And then 2021, 79%. That's a crazy increase that we have talked about on the show. Also masks. Masks are, they're affecting plastic surgery trends. Patients are coming in asking for eyelid procedures so they look less tired. And 73% of surgeons noted that that was because of mask wearing, because they see their eyes more, others see their eyes more. That was also up from 2020. And then lastly, in 2021, surgeons were almost five times more likely to indicate that hair transplantation was a top procedure for men specifically compared to 2020. I keep hearing about male hair transplants. I don't know why this is in the zeitgeist in my world in particular, but then I just heard that Turkey is the hot place to go for a hair transplant if you're a guy. So I'm looking into that because I was like, is that a story? Do I need to be writing about Turkey's hot hair transplant industry? So that's another trend too. But those are just a few of the things they've been noticing. And to no surprise, a lot of them are affected by the new world. For some of us, of Zoom conferencing. Okay, glamour. I need glamour after that.
Oh, and yeah, no, just the hair transplants.
Thoughts on plastic surgery?
It's interesting. I have noticed a lot more advertisements, just like billboards, you know, in print, even online, like for men's hair transplants. I don't know what's behind that. Like, I don't know if there's
Elon Musk, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I have to think it's part of just the whole men are seeing themselves more, you know, more on Zoom as well.
Oh yeah, maybe it's just the video conferencing as well. It's a very good point. I hadn't
You're staring at yourself and you're comparing
and the front of your face where most male pattern baldness happens.
Exactly. So that has to be a factor. I'm not saying that's the only factor, but very interesting. We should have someone come on the show and talk about it. What else you got?
Mm-hmm. I got New York Fashion Week. Let's go glamour, shall we?
Please, desperate.
So I kept my eye on all the trends. I looked at a lot of the photos. I was looking at the coverage. A lot of stuff was happening on video, on TikTok, on Instagram, so you could see backstage. And I am going to call it, this is our job, trends. The 90s revival shows no sign of stopping. Here's a couple things that I was just like, again, we're doing this and we're still doing this. Skinny brows. Still with the skinny brows. Not still, but like they're like trickling back into the world, and I don't know how to feel about it. I will say the show that I was like, okay, they're really skinny, Tia Adeola. The makeup artist was T. Cooper. If you look closely at the photos and if you look at the backstage and look at the products that were used, they didn't actually pluck the brows skinny. Don't you love this when makeup artists are like, here's the trend, here's the look, and then they fake it on the model, and then like the poor woman out there is like, well, I'm gonna go pluck my brows. No, they use spirit gum.
But you try
to like, yeah, right? Like, no, they use spirit gum to hide the existing brow and then penciled a skinny brow over it. So the look, and it was a very dramatic look that I think was on purpose that way. But like, I'm just picturing somebody out there who's like, I want that look again. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna pluck. Just be wary.
Yeah.
We know what happens. Sometimes they don't grow back. Another 90s trend that's been gaining traction, visible lip liner. This is like coming back since the fall. It's on the Kylie et al. Crowd. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a look of like a deeper brown, but at the shows I was even seeing black, maroon, like that really sometimes even overlined with the dark lip liner. Did you ever do the dark lip liner back in the day?
No. Like I used a lip liner like to match my lipstick.
Oh, you did?
No,
okay.
I did a dark lip liner, like a Blackberry. Yeah, Revlon Blackberry, Revlon Coffee Beam, but to match the lipstick perfectly, not to create a contrast.
Right. But I feel like it's still sometimes even as the lipstick started to wear away, you had that like ombre effect of the darker.
Oh no, you've got to go back in with the lipstick. You've got to go back in.
Yeah.
Fast.
Well, that's not the vibe now. Now we're doing it purposefully. It's a cool look. It definitely is. It's not, I wouldn't say it was natural. And if you can pull it off, more power to you. Very hot right now. The last thing I saw a lot of was super long nails, including squared off nails. Where have you been, squared acrylics? Welcome back to the party. You know what I'm talking about. It's not like the stiletto nail of the Adele, you know, situation going on now. It's not the squoval. It's not the oval. And you know they're fake because—
It's like a coffin.
And I will say about the square nails, you can tell they're fake because if you've ever grown your natural nail long, it starts to taper. It does not stay the same width as your finger. So this is a purposefully acrylic-y, purposefully plastic. Remember the Blondes, that fashion show?
Yeah,
they always did like a, we're going to give it to you. That is the look I saw a lot of places. Christian Cowan was the show, by the way, where the squared off tips were, but mostly they were still the oval and stiletto. And honestly, every time I see them, what makes me think of it? Maddie from Euphoria. Are you watching Euphoria this season?
I'm not watching Euphoria. No, I know.
Okay. Well, it is freaking amazing. I'd raise a wand to it if I hadn't already, like last season. But Maddie, one of the characters, by the way, she does dark lip liner too, now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe Maddie is like the trend behind all of fashion.
My whole life is like seeing memes of Euphoria and like not getting them because of like, I don't have like, I don't have the time right now. I know. Everyone is telling me about it. I'm like, I will see it.
It's one of those shows that you're like, I don't want to be like everybody else. And then the minute you commit, you're like, this is
no, it's not about wanting. It's not about wanting. You know, I love Donny Davy and, you know, I know Zendaya is amazing, but it's literally just about sheer time.
Sheer time. I get it. Well, Maddie is a force to be reckoned with on the show, and she does love a 90s look, but the nails just kept reminding me of her. And every time I see her on the show, I'm like, I wish I could do a long nail, but it's just not for me. Though, Jess, you reminded me of something. Speaking of Euphoria, Donny Davy is launching a makeup line.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have heard. It's called, first of all, the name Half Magic.
I mean, I'm not surprised that a line was in her future. I didn't know it was going to happen this soon, but...
She's so much fun. Please go back and listen to our episode with her. We had such a blast. Half Magic, to me, I'm like, they're running out of trademarks and registered names for beauty brands, but I just think that's a really good one. If I were Jessica Matlin and I did have a business desk, I'd also give you this tidbit about that story. She's starting the line with A24, which is the movie and TV production company behind Euphoria. I have never heard of a movie production company bankrolling and working on a beauty line. That's the investor. It's not like Mesa or some, you know.
I'm going to tell you something
funny. Go ahead, business desk. I see the desk.
It's not a business desk, but Jeff got me for Christmas. One of the presents he gave me was the most amazing A24 candle. So they make these beautiful candles as well that are all inspired by, it's gorgeous. I was going to raise a wand to it soon, but as you're bringing it up. And it's inspired by fantasy worlds. Yeah, they do have their hands in beauty.
I thought that was kind of cool, though. They went to their makeup artist on their popular show and were like, let's do this. So it's coming out in May, so I don't have product yet, so I can't review it for you, but we'll get our hands on some, and come May, we'll have a nice chat about Half Magic. Okay, since I had business, let's go to the Science Corner. P.S., keep the emails coming about Science Corner and how much you love it, because I love them all. I feel like at least twice a week I get an email from a listener about Science Corner, either suggesting a story, by the way, love that, or just like shouting it out. So I don't think I even played my music. Sorry, guys. Here it is. Okay. Your fibroblasts may play a big role in controlling acne. Okay, if you've heard us talk about fibroblasts in the past, you probably have. It's when we're talking about firmness, because these are the cells that provide structure to the skin. But new research published last week, in everybody's favorite journal, Science Translational Medicine, it's a hot, hot, hot item, that journal, tells us something different. The paper's author, that's Alan O'Neill, explained that after doing skin biopsies on acne patients over the course of a few months, they found out that when fibroblasts were in the presence of acne bacteria, they're activated and they produce this thing called, cathelicidin. Cathelicidin? It's an antimicrobial. And that antimicrobial really helps control the bacteria from acne. So they kept researching. Guess what they found? Because this is a new, this is something new that people have not studied, that fibroblasts do this. Then they were looking at ingredients that help with acne. Guess what they found actually enhances the production of this cathelicidin? Guess what ingredient in skincare?
Are you really asking me?
I am really an ingredient that helps with acne, maybe? Because
I'm still thinking about the cell.
The fibroblasts.
I'm still thinking about that cake I made in the shape of a cell, and there were all the little candies to represent all the things.
Oh, and mighty mitochondria.
Yeah, you made the cell cake, right?
I mean, we didn't make a cake in science class, but I do remember learning all the little parts of the cell. Well, picture your little fibroblasts. Okay. Guess what? When you hit them with retinoids, the retinoid actually triggers the fibroblast to release this antimicrobial. So the researchers are like, yes, we know retinoids help acne. But if you ask a derm right now, before they read this paper, why do, retinoids help acne? There's a couple reasons, they speed skin cell turnover. I can't talk because it's also 105 degrees in this closet. Just want you guys to know that.
We should get you out of there soon. So what's the net, Jay?
The net is retinoids have this whole other way they're working on acne that we didn't know about before. And fibroblasts play a role in acne, which we didn't know about before. So let me tell you, even better acne products are coming thanks to Mr. Alan O'Neill. He's probably a doctor. Actually, I know he's a doctor. He's a PhD. Thank you, Dr. O'Neill.
Great.
Thank you for sharing this research with us. We'll put him in a hot closet, tell him to explain cell structure to us. It's going to be such a fun time, guys.
Oh my God.
Anyways, that's Jen's Science Corner. I'll link out to the research so you can see it because I'm too hot to tell you. And my last thing is just like a fun. I know when Jess likes when I end on like a neighborhood
please,
fun.
Please don't end on fibroblasts. We can't go out like that. We cannot go out like
last,
that.
Last, the PR marketing stunt that will not die, creating a perfume that smells like a product just to get news. How many times?
Oh, I thought you were going to say make like a jumbo version of the product.
That works too. That definitely works for PR scent. No, making a perfume that smells like a non-perfumey product. I fall for it every time. Remember the perfume that smelled like new car scent from Ford and I got very excited about it?
Yes.
Remember when Burger King did a Whopper fragrance? These were real fragrances. It's not like I'm falling for it that way. I just mean I love when they do this and I'm going to report on it. And there are two more to report on this month. Fritz by Idaho. That's right. The Idaho Potato Commission has their own perfume and it's called Fritz and it smells like French fries.
Sounds disgusting.
Take it. Okay. I thought you were going to say that. So I brought you another one that came out last week.
Okay.
Tim Tams.
Oh, love
I feel
Tim
like
Tams.
You would love a Tim Tam.
Love Tim Tams. Do the Tim Tam Slam. Mm-mm-mm.
I know my
love
friend.
That.
I know my friend. Yes, the famed Australian biscuit. It's like a biscuit with chocolate. They did a perfume. Arnott's is the brand that makes Tim Tams. It has notes of chocolate and biscuit, which by the way, gourmands are hot right now. I feel like that could actually be quite lovely.
That could totally be one. I mean, I think about all the Bath and Body Works, like spritzes and lotions and potions that we all wore like back in the day. And it was like fondue, chocolate warmed over brownie, double fudge.
Oh yeah,
like,
the Jessica Simpson line.
Dessert.
It was called dessert.
Yeah, if the early, aughts and, 90s stuff is back, like surely the fragrances are coming with a vengeance.
That's right. So it's chocolatey and biscuity. The other thing I thought was like, great name. It was a great name for a cookie. Tim Tam. What are you wearing? What perfume, Jess?
Tim Tam.
Tim Tam.
Tim Tam.
I think it has a note of classiness to it. So, and there's this high brow, $90 for a bottle of Tim Tam perfume.
Wow.
Anyway, don't expect me to stop reporting when companies do this. PR people, if you're listening, go ahead, whatever your product is, unrelated to fragrance, and make a perfume that smells like it, and I will probably be excited about it. So that's the news. Get me out of this closet. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus,
They have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, I am so excited about this segment right now. We've got Noelle from Seattle with her Raise a Wand. Let's hear it, Noelle.
Hello, Fat Mascara crew. My name is Noelle from Seattle, Washington. And I would like to raise a wand to High Bar Solid Shampoo Bars, which are only $13 online. I've been using the Soothe Shampoo and Conditioner Bars for over a year now, and they are the best plastic-free hair care I've found. The bars have been good on my sensitive scalp and have left my hair looking refreshed. I've used it when my hair was long and on my current pixie cut with good results. The soap itself is shaped like a beauty blender, so it's easy to hold in the shower, and it lathers easily, which makes my hair feel extra clean with minimal effort. And it has a pleasant, mild citrus smell. It does contain coconut oil, which can increase acne, so I tend to use my body wash around my shoulders and back after using it. But I find that's a pretty easy fix, and the product's benefits definitely outweigh that one con for me. I hope this Raise a Wand finds you well. Thanks for the awesome interviews and beauty news.
Noelle, we love you. I just emailed you, and we're going to get you some High Bar, another product. That's right. If you raise a wand to a product on Fat Mascara and we use your recording, you get your product for free. So call us and leave a voice message, 646-481-8182, or email us at info@fatmascara.com. And don't try and just like pretend to talk about a really expensive product that you don't actually like because you want to get it. I'll see you right through that, people.
All right.
I know.
There's been a couple of those messages. I'm like, uh-huh. Have you used this product? I'm not believing you as you're telling me about it. No, our listeners don't.
It's got to feel authentic.
It's got to feel authentic. Jess, you are so excited this whole recording session. You've been just like, my raise one. So I need to let you go.
I was also laughing because I was like, I feel like I'm still in this like zone of like having to be quiet. And I was like, I am so excited about this segment, raise one. I have this like monotone vibe. So I really am excited.
Don't
about
let her
this.
Voice fool you. That's yes. Her kid just fell asleep voice, but shh. Inside she's screaming.
Everybody shh. Okay. So listen, Caudalie is one of those brands that like, I think we take for granted and they've been around for some time. Okay. I don't think they're a showy brand. I think they are steady Eddie. I think they have a lot of amazing products, but they're just not like a splashy brand. They have incredible products, but they're not like by any means like a trendy brand. They just have incredible products. And I keep coming back to their products a lot. But one product that I've raised a wand to like one of their products before, like a few years ago. And I like lost my mind. But one product that I really want to talk about today is the Premier Cru Serum. They've just redone their Premier Cru collection, but the serum is the one that I'm freaking nuts over. My skin, it's not in a bad state right now, but it gets, Jen, we talk about this, in the winter it gets dry, it gets dehydrated. You guys know when you put on makeup, like if it's not getting, you don't have that like slip because your skin feels like a little dry and tight. You just want it to be like have that slip. You want it to feel.
My foundation looks like sandpaper. I put it on, I'm like, oh, cool. Now I have sandpaper face.
We don't want you to have sandpaper face. You want to wake up, like splash your face with water or like do whatever cleanser if you do that. And you want to immediately put on a veil of comfort. When I put this serum on, I actually was like, whoa. Because it was like, it slid across my face. It was just, the texture was divine. And I'm just going to tell you, this one, it has a really amazing ingredients in it. It has their trademark ingredient called viniferine, which like helps with...
Oh yeah, we didn't even give the backstory if you don't know. Everything is made with extracts from grapes. It's from a vineyard in France. They have a whole beautiful backstory.
So yeah, you can go on their website and you can read their amazing backstory. But it's all about France and grapes and resveratrol, which is like I'm saying, viniferin is one of their trademark ingredients. But resveratrol is really the biggie there. It has hyaluronic acid, but like so do a lot of other brands. It's really about the resveratrol and the viniferin. Grapeseed polyphenols. Mm-hmm. It has something called Honokil, don't make me do it, but it has something that plumps your skin. You put it on and it's like, you just feel like I'm back, baby. Okay. And they also, I don't know how the hell they did this, but like kudos to them. They actually were able to partner with Dr. David Sinclair of the Harvard Medical School, who co-filed this new patent called like TET8, which targets the 8 signs of aging. And I'm not going to list them all.
Excuse me. My corner's the science
okay.
corner.
Okay, hold on. I'm budging in, okay? You were in my business corner like 3 minutes ago, okay?
I did. I sat on your business desk.
Busted,
I'm so sorry.
Busting in. The 8 sides of aging, deep wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots. It's going to enhance radiance. Okay, I'm like changing tenses here, but you know what I mean? It's going to firm your skin. It's going to improve elasticity. It's going to plump your skin. And it's going to up your hydration. I can't believe they've partnered with Harvard Medical School. Like this is a serious serum. Okay. So check it out.
I was just thinking if you had been paid by the company, which you are obviously not, like this ad, like would they love our ad? Because we're talking about it so honestly. We're like, yeah, a lot of stuff has hyaluronic acid, but this is also what they do. I could tell you really like the serum.
You can get a lot of hyaluronic acid serum. This is a really special. Great serum.
Is it Premier?
It's Premier. I'm not French. I'm not going to try to do it. It's just a really beautiful serum. And like you can tell, you know, when you like are using a nice product, you can feel like, okay, yeah, and I know that this is a high quality product. So
Okay. Anyway,
I love it. And I feel really nice when I
raise
use it.
Raise a wand.
Yeah.
Raise a wand. After you slip up and make your face beautiful and moist and all that, you need to spray on DS Durga, Sweet Do Nothing. So remember 2 weeks ago, whatever we were talking about, Atelier Cologne, and you mentioned that you wore their rose anonyme.
Another French word. I'm not even going to attempt
when you
right
met
now.
Jeff, and it got me thinking about a fragrance I was wearing when I first met Eric called El Cosmico from DS and Durga.
Oh, yes.
And then I was like, oh, what's new from DS and Durga? So I got a sample of their Sweet Do Nothing, which is their newest fragrance. Lo and behold, there is a note in that that is the same note that is in El Cosmico, but this is a floral scent. El Cosmico has a creosote note. Now, I love creosote because, like, picture the desert when it rains, like after it rains, and there's that smell. There's nothing like it's earthy, a little bit like tar and musky, like that comes from the earth. That's like this creosote smell that is very indicative of like Texan desert, Sonoran desert. Anyway, that's an El Cosmico, but it can be, you know, it's a musky scent. It's like a distinctive smell. Well, they blended it with orange blossom. So it's like orange blossom, but make it dirty.
Orange
that is my tagline for this new DS Durga Sweet Do Nothing. He often uses the perfumer often uses sense of place to design stuff. So this is all about Texas, but it's orange blossom, but dirty. And the orange blossom sort of like floats off and is lovely. And then there's this deeper earthy thing going on. And I'm just loving it. And it also kind of reminds me of the fragrance I wore when I met Eric. So
it's really
it
nice.
Really happy. Well, you inspired that search, Jess, because you were telling me about the rose scent. So I was like, I want to be re-inspired. So there we go. I need to go get my beauty sleep because I'm...
You're about to pass out.
And I want to get out of the closet.
Okay.
And you want to get your beauty sleep. Blake's getting her beauty sleep.
She
you
is.
Guys, we wish you a good beauty sleep. And that's the show.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.